Father, we thank you for your presence in this atmosphere. We ask that your grace will abound upon us. We ask for your mighty visitation, the manifestation of your grace and of your glory and of your goodness in our lives. In Jesus' precious name, everybody shout a big amen. Put those hands together for the Lord. Take your seat. Amen. In God's presence. Tonight is communion time. Tonight is anointing time. Tonight is a visitation of the Spirit of God. I want to share something very brief with us, and then we'll get into prayer and to the communion. Hallelujah. I want to share with you on press on into your possession. Tell your friend, press on. Tell your friend, press on. Tell another person, press on into your possession. Amen. There is a possession for you. In Jeremiah 29, verse number 11, God says, I know the plans I have for you. Tell somebody, my God has got good plans for me. Sometimes if you are there and your husband or your beloved tells you that, I know the plans I have for you, then you know, your eyes go like this. Ooh. Now God has got good plans for you. Hallelujah. He says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans of good. Say, plans of good. Say, God has got good plans for me. Yeah. And not of evil, to give you an expected end. So there is an expected end. And according to Proverbs 18, he says, the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. It means that your expectation will not be cut off. I thought you say a bigger amen. That means that whatever you are looking forward to, your expectation is, whatever you are looking forward to, whatever you are dreaming about, whatever your heart has desired, it shall not be cut off. And where are you going to get your expectation? It's in the house of God. In Obadiah 1:17, he says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. I see you possessing your possession. Oh, do you hear me say, I see you possess your possession. I don't know the one that I am prophesying to, but I say, I see you as an individual, I see you possessing your possessions in the name of the Lord Jesus. But you see, the possessions are not going to come on a silver platter. You got to fight for it. Can I have an amen? You see, when a woman is pregnant and she has to deliver, there is a fight. That's what we call it, delivery. There is a fight before you get it. So there is a fight before you get your breakthrough. And in Matthew chapter 11, verse number 12, the Bible says that since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven, heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. You see, the kingdom doesn't come to people. Things don't come to people. You take it. You didn't get me. I say what? You take it. You take it. You take it. I like athletics a lot. And I realize that sometimes you will see, especially when it comes to the sprinters and they are getting close, 100 meter dash or 200 meter dash, you will see that they overcome each other by just some microseconds. You will see how people are just, when they are pressing on, they put their head in, their hands in, their toes in, across the line, so that they will win the race. They press in. And tonight, before you possess your possession, you have to be violent to press in. Violent to take your husband, to take your wife, to take your children, to take your breakthrough. Because there is a devil who doesn't like you. In 1 Corinthians 16:9, Paul said, a great and effectual door is open unto me, but many are the adversaries. That means that the opposition is a lot. That's why there's opposition. Maybe you may not know, but there's opposition against you. Opposition from your family, opposition among your friends. Even among your friends, some of them don't want you to rise up at a beyond a certain level. They'll be smiling with you, but they don't want you to rise up beyond a certain level or rise up above them. So many, say, a great and effectual door. It's a great door. It's open unto me, but there are many adversaries. Adversaries means there are many enemies. May the Lord deliver you from every kind of enemy. Can I have an amen? So God heard the cry of the people of Israel in Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. And when they cried unto him, he heard them, and he sent them a deliverer. The Lord said, I've surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. Amen. And then when you continue, he said, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. I see God coming down to you from a certain condition to bring them out of that land. God is tonight, from tonight, God is bringing you out of the land of affliction, out of the land of shame, onto a good land, onto a good land, onto a large land, onto a land that flows with milk and honey. Oh. And unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. This alone is a whole message. These names that I've mentioned alone, it's like seven messages. Amen. It means that God say, what God is saying is that there's a bad place you are in, but I'm taking you from that place onto a good land. But you see, he mentions that land, he mentions the names of the lands. Obviously, those lands are occupied by some entities. And remember that before you are going to occupy a land that belongs to somebody, then you've got to be able to fight for it. So, you have to be ready to fight. Can I have an amen? And so, when they were going, at a point, when they got to Mount Horeb, they were okay there. So, God, through the blood, delivered them. Is that right? In Exodus chapter 12, God told them, every household, you know, kill an animal. From verse number 1 downwards, kill an animal and then smear the blood of the lamb or the animal or the lamb on the doorpost and on the lintel. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That means that death will not enter your house. And I want you to know that tonight, as you take the Holy Communion, death is not going to enter your house. Shame is not going to enter your house. Every negative thing that enters people's house, you will be excluded. You will be identified that this is a no-go area because of the covering of the blood of Jesus upon your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And so by that blood, they came out. Pharaoh eventually let them out. It means that if there's any, Pharaoh represents the devil, and his cowards represent witchcraft power. Any devil and witchcraft power that is assigned against you by the power of the blood, you overcome them and you come out. Revelation 12:11, and they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame them by the blood of the Lamb. Anytime you are confronted with witchcraft activity, demonic activity, what you have to do is to plead the blood. To plead the blood means that to cover yourself with the blood, to be engulfed by the blood. And once you are connected to the blood has life. But Bible says in Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. So the moment you say, I plead the blood of Jesus, it means that I cover myself with the life of Christ. And since the devil cannot touch Christ, he cannot touch you. And that's why when we take the Holy Communion, we are taking the very life of Christ into us. And once you are taking the life of Christ into us, the enemy is defeated. Can I have an amen? Now we are taking a journey. Can I have an amen? Now when it got to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, you know, as you're going, the Bible says that they got to a place called Horeb. And when they got to Horeb, they became stationary there. Sometimes, as you progress in your Christian life, you get a place, oh, now I've got food to eat. I've got water to drink. I've got everything. Maybe I'm married. I've got my one child or whatever. I think I'm okay. But God says, no, that is not the place you have to stay. There's something better for you. That your one-bedroom or two-bedroom house is not enough. That your three-bedroom house you have built is not enough. I want you to have estate houses. I want to be able to give out houses to people. I want to have more cars. I want to have more anointing. I want a greater grace upon your life. Oh. So the Lord said, you have dwelt long enough in this mountain. Tell your friend, you have dwelt long enough in this mountain. That means that where you are, you've been there for too long. You don't have to be there. It's time to move on. That's why it's time to move on. So the verse number 7 and 8, I will say, turn you and take your journey. That means that move on. And go to the mount of the Amorites unto in the plain, in the hills and the valley, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, unto Lebanon, and unto the great river, the river Euphrates. So he was telling them to expand. Everybody, verse 8, let's read together. Behold, say behold. Behold means see, I have set what? The land before you. I've set the business before you. After education before you. I've set the visa before you. I've set the ticket before you. I've set the marriage before you. I've set the children before you. I've set the finances before you. I've set the honor before you. Then he says, I've set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. The word possess, someone say possess. Shout again. Let the enemy hear your voice. The word possess is a military term which means occupy by force. Occupy by. Have you seen that people who do those chairs, the chairs that they go and then they sit down? What's the name? Musical chairs. Eh? And you see that in the musical chairs, as people are going, you realize that everybody, people want to go and sit on it. But one person is able to sit on it and the others are excluded. It means that the one who sat on it possessed the chair. He occupied the chair by force. So there are things that by force, sometimes you will see even certain girls who are contending for one lady and one person wins by force and by power. Is that right? By some movement and by some gestures and by some food and by some whatever. And you, the believer, you don't have to fight in the flesh. The Bible says, henceforth, no we no man after the flesh. And there are powers out there. And so before you are going to win in your business, listen to me. We are getting into the last quarter of the year. Are you getting me? From September. And this is the month of birthing. That's the reason I'm sharing what I'm sharing with you. God says that you have dwelt long enough where you are. Long enough in the one-bedroom house. Long enough in just having, you know, in just having a few hundreds of cities. So when they mentioned, who are those who give 2,000? You don't have 2,000 cities. You haven't seen 10,000 cities in your hands before. Eh? You have never held 10,000 cities. How many have not held 10,000 cities in your hands? From today, receive that grace. Receive 10,000. How many have not held $10,000 in your hands before? Today, receive that grace to hold $10,000 in your hands. $10,000. Eh? $10,000. I mean, not that you don't have anybody who say, this is my husband or this is my wife. Receive the grace to have him. You've never had children of your own. Receive the grace. You've never had a car of your own. A car of your own. Receive the grace. Can I have an amen? You don't have a house of your own. A house of your own. The house you have is your husband's house, not your house. A house that your husband had before he married you. Receive your own. Can I have an amen? Yes. He says that I have set the land. He said, you've dwelt long enough in this mountain. Turn you and take your journey. That means that why you dwelt long enough praying 15 minutes. All your prayer, our Father who art in heaven. Hello be thy name, thy kingdom come. Amen. The evil side of the cross. You are in a hurry. 15 minutes prayer. 30 minutes prayer. No, God said, you have dwelt long enough in this mountain. You have dwelt long enough in just using the devotional as your whole Bible study. It is now time to get a concordance, a thesaurus, a proper dictionary, Vine's expositional dictionary, Dake's Bible. Annotated Bible. Amen. You know, Thompson Chain Reference Bible. So when you are studying, this one is there, this one is there, this one, what's the Greek version, the Hebrew version, the you know, Latin of this. Don't you say, when I'm preaching, I say the Latin of this is that, the Greek of that is the study. It doesn't come automatically. Amen. You have dwelt long enough in this mountain. Turn you and take your journey. That means that there's a journey for us. It's a good journey. Say somebody, it's a good journey. And the Lord says that, turn you and take your journey. I see you taking a journey. Oh, you didn't hear me? I said, I see you taking a journey. He said, turn you and take your journey. And then in the verse 8, that is where he says that, see, I have set the land. So God has set something before you. But God, what God has said, say, go and possess it. That means that fight for it. Tell your friend, fight for it. So it means that there is a fight that you have to fight for that territory. Then go to Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24 to 30. Quickly, I want to show you something. Rise up. Tell your friend, rise up. Take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into your hand. You what? I've given into your hand what? Sihon the Amorite. Listen to the English language. I've given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. It means that for every land there is a king. That's why when you go and buy land, you see that the moment you go and buy land, somebody rise up. It's mine, this land. There's no empty land that doesn't belong to anybody. Even in the forest, when you go there, someone says, it's our land. So, everywhere you go, listen, there's a spiritual entity over there that you need to fight. Every home that you are going to marry, if you are going to get the marriage going to work, you need to have space in that family. And so you need to pray that space will be created for you in that place. You must have a land in the home, in that marriage. You must have a land in that family. The reason for the plenty fight and the plenty problem is because you did not pray to create room. Create room in the heart of the man. The man is married to you, but there's no room. There are many people who are married to others, but they are confused. Should I stay with her or not? Should I stay in the family or not? Because room has not been created for you. Is that right? Now, if I want to come and put this chair here, is there room here? So if the chair must come here, it means what? If room has to be created, it means that some force has to be applied. Is that right? Work must be done. Work must be done. Force or time, distance. Some force must be exerted. Are you here with me? Yeah, some force. Work. Some force must be exerted. So he says that, go back to that scripture over there. Rise you. That's what he says. Rise up. Take your journey. I have given into your hand Sihon. So it means that in order to possess anything, you've got to deal with the Sihon of the place. Every family, there's some Ogbe over there. Sometimes he doesn't look like the main person, but he's a person. When you go to a community, when you go and buy land and you are going to develop it, then you see some land guard, some funny looking guy who comes around and everybody fears a person. So you need to deal with that person. If you don't deal with that person, you cannot build. And the reason why you cannot have the peace and the progress in your life and your marriage is because there's a King Sihon. So he says that, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. It means that before you can enjoy of the land, you must overcome King Sihon. I've given to you Sihon and his land. Then he said, begin to possess it. If they say, I have given to your hand, don't you say, okay, I got it. But he says that what? Begin to possess it. That means that occupy by force. And then he says that, and contend with him in battle. So as we are entering the last quarter of the year, there is a King Sihon. There's a land for you. There's an honor for you. There's some financial breakthrough for you. There's some progress for you that you've got to possess it. But you've got to fight for it. You've got to possess it. Contend with the King Sihon. Is somebody here with me? There's a King Sihon you have to contend with. Sometimes you write an exam and you don't just leave and say, oh, I wrote to mature upon mature. The examiner that is marking, his state of mind even sometimes determines how he marks the scripts. Yes, one day I was sitting somewhere and then I was in my car and there was somebody who was sitting by, I think I was going to a restaurant, well, just sitting there, I was just waiting. And then I saw that the guy was marking some scripts. It was a university lecturer. And the way he was marking the thing, then I said, mercy. Then he looked at me and he smiled. Yes, I shouted, mercy. I'm sure after that, the rest of the scripts, if the man is not happy with the wife or somebody has annoyed him, when he's there, when we were in Form 1, I had a Dutch teacher. She was my science teacher. And then when we finish writing exams, we go and then hide behind his window. And when he's marking the scripts, then when you are mighty, and people are doing, we say, oh yeah, my boy, yeah, boy. Then when we are getting the things, he says, mistakes, say, foolish. You got to possess. Tell somebody possess. Amen. Possess it. That workplace, you need to say, Lord, create room for me in the place. Create room for me in the heart of my boss. Create room for me. Create room for me in the land over there. Hallelujah. Continue for me quickly. And then 25. He says, this day, you see, this day, that means the day you begin to contend with him, I will begin to put the dread of you and the fear of you upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and shall be in anguish because of thee. So the moment that you begin to fight, the fear, there's a fear that goes into the camp of the enemy. Verse 26. I sent, jump to the, I think about the verse 29, 30. Let me see what is going on there. 30. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, they had to go through, you know, the land of Heshbon. And he says that Sihon, king of Heshbon, will not let us pass by him. For the Lord thy God had in his spirit and made his heart obstinate that he might deliver him into thy hand. Sometimes some people will be doing some things, but the hardness of the heart is so that God will give them into your hand for you to overcome them. From today, may you overcome every King Sihon. Receive grace to overcome King Sihon in the name of the Lord Jesus. So before you can get into your promised land, they were going. He said, you are going to meet Sihon. You are going to pass through the land. But you need to overcome their kings. There's something called double kingdom rule. Double kingdom rule means that for every community, there's a physical ruler and there's a spiritual ruler. So the Bible in Daniel chapter 10 talks about the prince of Persia. So there was a physical prince of Persia, and then there was a spiritual prince of Persia. So when Daniel began to pray, you know, the spiritual prince of Persia tried to stop the angel of God who was bringing the answer. But because of his persistence in prayer, God sent a reinforcement. And Angel Michael came and assisted him. So it means that there are times that you pray prayers and there is a demonic force over there that tries to stop your breakthrough from coming. The man is coming, but as a certain spiritual prince or pleasure in his family that will not want you to come and marry you. Somebody wants to come and bless you with some dollars, but a spiritual prince or Persia will try to stop the person. But tonight, by the power of the blood, we overcome any opposition that will try to stop you from possessing your possession. For upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. So may you possess your possessions in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can I have an amen? Tell somebody, don't stay in a situation forever. There's a time to take new territories. Amen. There's a time to what? Take new territories. Genesis 19, 15, 16. Oh, whatever is going to be a delay in your life, may the Lord help. Ooh. You see, when Lot was told to leave the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, he was wasting time. So the angel of the Lord came. Bible said, when the morning arose, the angels hastened Lot and saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters which are here, lest you be consumed in the iniquity of the city. So there are times that you have to make a quick move, or something of yours will be destroyed. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, and the Lord be merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him outside the city. May you not waste time in exiting from a bad place into a new place. Are you here with me? You see, because if you are not spiritually sensitive, and you get distracted by negativities and wrong friendships and co, you are going to be stuck in the wrong way forever. But from today, may the Lord free you from that, so that you can go and possess. You see, God wanted them to possess their possession. Where they were to be destroyed, God wanted them to get into a new place, but they will not go, especially the wife. The wife liked where they were, so they didn't want them to go. But God had to hasten their paces. From today, may the Spirit of the Lord come upon you, that you will leave the wrong place
into the new place of glory. Can I have an amen?
Now, as we are moving into our promised land, there are three things that I want us to pray about. Number one, I want you to pray that God will give you critical information. Someone say critical information. Are you here with me? Number two, strategic connections. Someone say strategic connections. And number three, inspired ideas. Someone say inspired ideas. Yeah, may these three things happen to you. Critical information. At every point in time, you need a critical information. There was a time that some people had fasted and prayed that they will not stop fasting until Paul is killed. And then they had arranged that as the soldiers are taking Paul through a particular place, then they will get a mob to kill Paul. But Paul's nephew heard of the information. Look for that scripture there. It's in Acts. And then informed Paul about it. So Paul then also told the military man who was escorting him that this is it. And because of that, his life was saved. May you receive critical information. Every critical, any plan of the enemy to terminate your life, to destroy your home, to destroy your business, to destroy your education, to destroy what God has given to you, may they be terminated. May God give you critical information. Have you found the scripture? At the birth of Christ, the shepherds were given a critical information about the birth of Christ. And so they went there and met him. May God give you critical information. And those critical information comes when the Spirit of God dwells on you. Is that right? Yeah. All these things I'm talking about. In Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, he says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon you. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom. To know what to do. The Spirit of understanding. How to get things done. The Spirit of what? Counsel. Advice from heaven. The spirit of mind, strength to do what you have to do. The spirit of knowledge, critical information. Amen. So it's a critical information. Yeah, the critical information. I believe that just born, Zoom Lion, receive critical information. Go and collect rubbish. Some of you, the work you are doing, you do hand to mouth. It is critical information that will make you to prosper. Deuteronomy 8:18. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power, ideas, critical information to make wealth. Hallelujah. Number two, strategic connection. So it says strategic connection. As we take the Holy Communion, may the Lord give you strategic connection. Amen. Strategic what? Connection. That, placing yourself at the right place. You see, if you look at the footballers, those who score the goals, they always place at the right places. You don't see the strikers at the defense. Sometimes they are somewhere in the mid and they rush, they run very fast. Before you realize, they have already reached around the 18 area and then they get the ball. And if Lionel Messi gets the ball around, within the 20 meter range, then you people, you are in big trouble. Or Ronaldo, or Neymar, or some of the new guys that are coming up. Are you getting me? So strategic connection. Somebody say strategic connection. What are the strategic connections that you need? You see, the daughters of Moses, Moses' father-in-law, is that right? They went to go and fetch water. They went to go and fetch water. When they went out there, they came very early. And the father was asking them, how come you are so early? Because there's a lot of opposition saying that we had a man who helped us. Hear that scripture there. We had a man who helped us. So it hastened their paces. May you get somebody who will help you. When you get a helper, you move faster.
May God bring helpers your way who will cause your life to move faster. Jonathan was linked to David, and because Jonathan was linked to David, whatever the plot of his father was, he didn't succeed. Because his father would plot, and then Jonathan would tell his father, his friend, that when I throw a stick this way, or when I throw a stone, or when I do a certain sound, it means that there's danger, so run away. And when I do this or that, also means there is peace. Are you getting me? Strategic what? Connections. Hallelujah. Help us. I live with an auntie. When those days, when we're young, and then we go to a place, and the people say, there's food. And she told me, if I wink, don't. When I smile, it means go ahead. But you see, the temptation of tatali and abobwe. The tatali that they use red oil. And I'm told I used to like palm oil. So anything red, palm oil red, he said, hey! So I couldn't resist it at all. No. And they would go to some places, and then my auntie would say, when she does that, then I turn my face. You see how sometimes God is talking to us, we don't mind it. She just said, and sometimes she even shake the head like this. She shake the head, and then when they are not watching, when I look at them, then when you shake the head, I shake the head. Then you say, Benji, then I go. Then I go and collect. Then when we get to the house, they'll tell you, go and bring the ingredients. Ginger. Pepper. The pepper too is the one that they have dried. So it is hot. And they add one or two things. And then when they grind it together, then they say, turn your body. So from behind, they tear you. Then from in front, they put some in front of you. So you don't know that you are here. He said, Mima, I'm here. Then, hey! You don't know where to find. Whether to find in front of you or to find behind you. So the next time we go again, when they wink, then you remember. But after a while, sometimes the temptation is too much. Then you go for it again. But she was giving me what? Critical information about places. May God connect you to critical information and strategic connections. Can I have an amen? There are people that the moment you get connected with them, that's it, you are blessed. Big contracts. May God release big contracts after this Life Changers conference. Some of you, you'll be working in offices, but you'll be having other jobs on the side. May people begin to work for you. There's a little boy who came to me today, to my office. 18 years, he has started a business. Oh, yes. He started a business, he's going to get into security and all those. Little boy. He started, he's schooling and he's doing business. I don't know how to do it. Mother told him. This boy, by the time he's 27 years, he'll be a millionaire. Some of you think it's just for office work. Office work, it doesn't pay anything. It's big manism. Pray that God will give you some ideas to know what to sell and which service to render. Amen. Which service to render? Which things to do? A little here, a little there, a little here, a little there. And that is what is going to give you. I have a friend. He studied pharmacy. Initially, he wanted to go to medical school. And he was a math student. He got AAD. That is aggregate 6. And at time, because he was a math student, he couldn't get admission. He was crying. I said, go and read pharmacy. By the time he got to second year, he had started preparing suspensions to be selling. Whilst his colleagues were struggling, the medical school didn't have money, he by the second year was already having money. Then another one, he is now even started employing his lecturers to prepare medications and go. Yeah, for him. Strategic information, critical information, strategic connections. Hallelujah.
Strategic connection. When Joseph was in the prison and got connected to the butler, it was the butler who recommended him to Pharaoh. And that is why he became the prime minister. May God connect you to very important people. Hallelujah. Yes. Some years ago, I was there. I was there and then I received a call. I said, who is this? He said, I am the secretary of the president. I said, which president? He said, president of the Republic of Ghana. And I was wondering, I said, is there a scam or something? Then he mentioned his name. And they said there was a set, they were looking for a certain man of God. And they said that they know that when they get into contact with me, they can get into contact with them. The president wanted that person because there was some national issue, there was something related, a strategic connection. So my name was over there. Strategic connection. Strategic connection. Amen. I was surprised recently. And a certain, I was talking to one of our members. He said, there is this person who says he knows you. He said, you are one of the very strong preachers preaching the word of God, pure word of God, and all those things. And he said, who's that? And he mentioned the name of a certain kind of, politician. He said, hey! This person, he said, I know your pastor. I said, me, I've never met him before. He's never shaking his hand. We've never talked. But he said, I know him. He's been following. Strategic connection. My street there, they almost bypassed my street when they were constructing the road. But God had connected me with the DC. You see, you have to start doing good to people and relating well with them years before they get into a certain kind of place. Because when they are in that office, when you call them, they don't mind you. But if you know them before, so I said, my road! And then she called the engineer and all those. When the engineer came, he said, hey, he said, we almost, bypass your road not to do it. I said, Tofia Kwa. How can you be the bishop in the area you want to do this? So they came and did my road. Very nice road. So I have asphalt road in front of my house. You haven't come to my house any longer. You thought you always come and walk on the brown road. Now it's a tar road. Somebody give God some praise. Then the third one that we're going to pray about is what? Inspiring what? Ideas. Oh, may God fill us with inspiring ideas. The word inspire means to breathe into you. May God breathe into you inspiring ideas. This is the right person to marry. This is not the right person. This is the right time. Inspiring ideas. This is the right thing to do. Inspiring ideas. I said inspiring ideas. You see, we are here because of inspiring ideas. I was there in my house when we started the ministry, and the Lord said, get up, go and look for land. So I went to the post office. And then I told a certain lady, I said, I'm looking for land. Apparently, the husband used to work with those who plan, town and country planning. And he said, there's no land in that area. It's all residential, whatever. Unless we break people's houses who are built illegally. And then the woman said to the husband, this man, his heart is not a type that you want anybody something to be destroyed. But later, they connected me to the person I bought the land. I didn't even have money. So I would go and preach. God also gave me strategic connection. I'll teach at the Bible school. I'll go and teach Tuesday evenings. Friday, I'll go and do evening service. Then go and do all night at Royal House Chapel. When I finish that one, I'll go and teach at the Bible school in the morning. So from the night, I haven't slept. Then Saturday afternoon, when you come from the Bible school, I'll go and then do what we call a center meeting. We also have some afternoon meetings. Then when we finish, and I used to go and collect the people from Tema New Town to bring me equipment. So after preaching everything, I go there, go and collect them, put them in my car. And when they are setting the place up, I go and quickly shower and I come. After the preaching, I'm the same person who is driving them back. Then Sunday morning, I get maybe another appointment, those things somewhere, and that is how God gave us money to go and buy. I'll be there when the man will, he will send his hand. They'll come and bang my gate. Now my heart will go. Because Accra land, if you don't have the money, they will bring you your money and say, you are finished. Somebody else has taken. But God helped us. And today, look at where we are. We are going to pray now. We are going to take the Holy Communion. We are going to say that, Lord, as I take the Holy Communion, may you open my eyes. As I take the Holy Communion, may there be, number one, strategic what? Critical what? Information. Every critical information that I need. Critical means that whatever is very needful in my life, may I have it. Is that right? Yeah, sometimes critical information, there's some food you don't have to eat that you are eating. There's some place, there's somebody you are working with that you shouldn't work with. But you think it's your friend, but you know that he's a very person who is killing you. Critical information. Number two is what? Strategic connection. May you be connected strategically. Your Aarons and Hairs to lift up your hands. The Bezalels and Aholias, people of skill to come your way. Yeah? Where you are married, may you have somebody there who likes you so much. Oh, strategic connection. They like you. When others are trying to fight you, may you have your defenders there. Your defenders there who speak for you. Amen. And then inspiring ideas. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the power of God? We're going to pray and say, we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of our testimony in the name of Jesus. And then as we pray, we are going to ask that God will cause something special upon your life that will bring attention and a glorious attraction to you. May there be an attraction to your life, attraction to your business, attraction to your family. Look at it. This is the last one. Exodus chapter 3, verse number 2. Exodus chapter 3. He said, start from 1, maybe so we can get a better understanding. Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Now, verse 2, everyone read with me. Whilst he was there, what happened? Bible says that, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Hey! Verse 3. And Moses said, I will now turn aside. I will now what? Turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not what? Burnt. So something happened that caught what? His attention, and he got attracted to it. May your life become an attraction, a glorious attraction. May it get a good attention. When you go for interviews, for jobs and go, may your name attract an attention, something glorious. May your school attract attention. May your business attract attention. Amen. Like they mentioned, those young guys who are selling watches 11 in the night. Who goes to eat watches 11 in the night? But it has caught attention. I hear when you buy 100 CDs, it's like one or two spoons. It's not anything. And the guys are making it by selling watches. I see you also going to make it. Your amen is weak. I said, I see you also going to make it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Are you ready for us to pray? And when you read this same scripture, goes with Acts chapter 2, verse 3. On the day of Pentecost, there was what? Tongues of fire on them. And they started speaking with new tongues. And they also attracted the attention of the people. And they said, you know, and they were saying, these people are drunk. They said, we are not drunk. And that what was promised by Jesus is what has happened to us, that we are speaking with new tongues. As you begin to pray, And as they spoke in tongues, and there was an attraction, and there was a presence of the Holy Spirit upon them. May there be the presence of the Holy Spirit upon you. May you attract your husband. May you attract your wife. May you attract favor. May you attract honor. May you attract joy. May you attract goodness. May you attract financiers. May you attract helpers. In the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet, somebody. Give God a hand of praise. Oh, Jesus. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and communion, power and might be unto our God, yeah, forever and ever. Amen. Amen, amen, oh, amen, amen. Yeah,
blessings and glory,
wisdom,
wisdom, thanksgiving,
yeah,
and
power and might, power and be unto our God,
forever.
Heavenly Father, say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I've dwelt long enough in this mountain. I've been in this place for a long time. Say,
from tonight,
I leave.
I release
stagnation. That married clay place. And I rise up. Into my location.
Of glory,
in the days of Noah,
the more the floods came,
which destroyed others,
The ark rose.
I am in the ark.
I am in the church.
Any wind,
any economic wind,
any political wind,
whatever the wind
of the enemy is.
Against people,
it will rather favor me.
May it lift me up.
As the ark was lifted up,
and it rested
on Mount Ararat.
May the elements
work for me
to lift my life up
unto a place
of glorious exhibition
in the name of Jesus.
Say, my Father, my Father,
my Father.
Say tonight,
as I pray,
may your purposes
concerning my life
come to pass.
Say, I overcome.
Any King Heshbon.
King Sihon.
Of Heshbon.
Any land.
You have ordained for me.
That the enemy is there.
I overpower them.
Business lands.
Financial lands.
Marital lands.
Any land
I enter into.
That there is an opposition.
I overcome them.
By
the blood of the Lamb.
And
by the word of my testimony.
Tonight,
I employ
the fire
of God,
the arrows
of God,
of
on
the lightning of God.
Of God.
And I scatter every demonic assignment.
Every program of darkness.
In any location.
Wherever I am.
Let there be a change.
I overcome.
The spiritual prince
of Persia.
In that place.
In my office.
Any opposition.
Over there.
I overcome them.
By the blood.
Of the Lamb.
In my school.
In my community.
In my home.
In my area.
Any evil force.
Locating me.
Any elements.
Looking at me.
With an evil eye.
Be blinded.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
Any people.
That gather.
In conferences.
Against me.
I command.
Them to scatter.
Anybody
who wants to subvert
God's purpose
for my life
today
I employ hailstones
from on high
to crash them
into pieces
in the name
of the Lord Jesus.
Any chain
holding me bound
so that I cannot move on
in this month
of September,
I command.
Chains.
Break.
Yokes.
Loose.
Be destroyed.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever.
Fought my father.
And my mother.
Whatever.
That has been resisting me.
For the past.
Eight months.
This month.
Forward.
I overpower you.
I overcome you.
By the blood.
Of the Lamb.
In the name of Jesus.
Tonight.
I press on.
Into my possession.
Because I'm in Zion.
Upon Mount Zion.
There shall be deliverance.
There shall be holiness.
And the house of Jacob.
Shall possess.
Their possession.
I possess.
My joy.
I possess.
My home.
I possess.
My customers.
I possess.
My business.
I possess.
My children.
I possess.
My promotion.
I possess.
My favor.
I possess.
My honor.
Whatever.
Is mine.
That has gotten.
Into somebody's hand.
I take it back.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever.
Is owed me.
I take it.
And from today.
Since the days.
Of John the Baptist.
The kingdom of heaven.
Suffer violence.
The violent taken.
So tonight.
I take.
What is mine?
I take.
My honor.
My education.
My grace.
I take.
Good health.
I take.
Long life.
I take.
My peace.
I take.
My finances.
I take.
Critical information.
Every critical information.
That I need.
I receive it.
Every strategic connection.
I take.
Strategic connection.
Destiny helpers.
To help me.
In the name of Jesus.
And I receive.
Inspired ideas.
Whatever I need to do.
To make it in life.
And to please the Lord.
To please the Lord.
As I clap my hands.
I move.
Into my territory.
Of grace.
And glory.
My husband.
My wife.
Come to me.
My helper.
Come to me.
Joy.
Come to me.
Favor.
Come to me.
Let there be.
Prosperity.
Now.
Let there be.
Honor.
Now.
I overcome.
Every king has been.
I overcome.
King Sihon.
I overcome.
Demonic powers.
I overcome.
The Canaanites.
Everywhere.
My foot.
Shall tread upon.
I possess the land.
I possess.
I possess.
I am the head.
And not the tail.
Above.
And not beneath.
The first.
And not the last.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice.
Somebody.
And talk to God.
And say,
Lord.
the Lord.
Create room.
Create room.
As my workplace.
As my workplace.
In the heart.
In the heart.
Of my boss.
Of my boss.
And my fellow workers.
And my fellow workers.
Whatever business.
Whatever Jesus,
that I do.
That I
let there be room.
Let there be room.
Create that for me.
Create that for me.
In my marriage.
My marriage.
Let there be room.
Let there be room.
In the heart.
In the heart.
Of my in-laws.
Of my in-laws.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In my church.
My church.
Let there be room.
Let there be room.
Wherever I pass.
Wherever I pass.
I declare. Room.
Room.
At the top.
At the top.
Somebody shall say room.
Room.
At the top.
At the top.
Say room.
Room.
At the top.
At the top.
Room.
Room.
At the top.
At the top.
Open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
And talk to God.
Talk to God.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Somebody take another microphone
and pray.
Pray.
Lift your voice. Come against every works of the enemy concerning your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you want to pray tonight and overcome. Breaking his honor in the name of the Lord Jesus. Zikalabadia pa, Ildalabadia pa, employer, the lightnings of God, grace of God, you want to scatter the works of the enemy in the name of the Lord Jesus. Zatalabadia pa, Yatalabadia pa. Alikalabadia pa, Likandalabazi di Bidiata, Yandalabazi di Mikadu. Ayandi di Vikalabadia, Nicalabanda Labadia, Ayapanda Labadia, Nicalabadi, Ayanda Labadi, Ayanda Labadi,
Strategic connections, inspired ideas. Praise the Lord.
Give me
critical information.
Critical information.
Critical information.
Critical information.
Divine connections.
Strategic connections.
Strategic connections.
Strategic connections.
I receive. Critical information. Strategic connections. Inspired ideas. Let your spirit rest upon me.
Give me ideas.
Inside. Show me what to do. Say, I need you, Lord.
And I want you, Lord.
May you be my helper.
Do a new thing
in my life.
Yesterday.
Is gone.
Yesterday is gone.
Another day has gone.
Do something new.
In my life.
For my life.
With my life.
Let my helpers
come to me.
Helpers.
Come. From the east.
From the north.
From the south. Say,
Lord.
In Numbers 11. Wind from the Lord.
Blue quails.
May your wind
blow
what I need into my life.
In the name of Jesus.
Christ of Nazareth,
every good thing
my hands
I began to do.
May my own hands
finish it.
See,
according to Zechariah chapter 4
verse 6,
the hands of Zerubbabel
laid
the foundation,
and
his own hands
are
finishing.
Verse
9, say, Lord,
whatever
my hands
The foundation
of whatever I started to do,
may my own hands
finish it.
May I enjoy
the fruit
of my labor
in the name of Jesus.
Christ of Nazareth,
the Son of the Living God.
Clap your hands and give God some praise.
Glory to Jesus.
Oh, Lava Shaka Dahata Lava.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In a few minutes' time, we are coming to the Holy Communion. Why do we take the Holy Communion? When the people of Israel were in captivity, that was the means by which the Lord set them free. Tonight, as we take the Holy Communion, every form of bondage is breaking.
Amen.
When they took the Holy Communion, the enemy said, go. Today, as we are taking the Holy Communion, whatever is in your system will leave you.
Amen.
Whatever too has been harassing you and keeping you at post, they will say, go.
Yes, Lord.
Go for your marriage.
Yes, Lord.
Go for your children.
Yes, Lord.
Go for your business.
Yes, Lord.
Go for your honor.
Yes, Lord.
Go for your cars.
Yes, Lord.
Go for your land.
Yes.
Go for your house.
Yes.
May you receive this
is
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Now, in the Old Testament, the blood was sprinkled. But in the New Testament, when they pierced the hands of Jesus, when they were crucifying him on the cross, you see, it's the cross that brings us the salvation. On the cross was what the blood was shed. Now on the cross, they pierced his hands and blood came out of his hands. The blood that gushed out of his hands is talking about the blessing that comes into our hands for economic power.
Yes, Lord.
That whatever you touch your husband, you touch your wife, you touch your you become anointed because Jesus was anointed. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. So the blood that came from his hand released a certain power into your hands.
Yes, Lord.
So as we take the Holy Communion, we are going to say that, Lord, may whatever I touch from today
Jesus.
Receive uncommon power.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, somebody say, power.
Power.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So receive economic empowerment.
I receive it.
That's why I said Deuteronomy 8:18. He gives us the power to make what? Wealth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, they pierce his feet. And Bible says, we shall trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So as they pierce his feet, today you overcome principalities and powers.
Jesus.
Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power. I give you what?
Power.
Where did the power originate from? From the blood. Hallelujah. Someone say, the blood.
The blood.
Amen.
Amen.
Why do you have power with a family? It's a blood. Someone say, the blood.
The blood.
I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Serpents bite with their heads, scorpions bite with their tails. That means that whatever fights you from the head or the tail, you overcome them.
Amen.
And over all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
Over all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
Every power of the enemy will overcome it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Are you here with me, somebody?
Yes.
May you overcome all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, they pierce his side. Someone say his side.
His side.
His side is talking about burdens. They pierce his side and blood gush out of his heart. That means that whatever is a burden in your heart and a disappointment, may all the disappointments vanish.
Amen.
I said, may all the disappointments vanish.
Amen.
In John 19:34, the Bible says, and blood gush out. May every blood gush out.
Amen.
May every shame gush out.
Amen.
May every condemnation gush out.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then they put a crown of thorns on his head. And he's talking about curses. Any form of curse in your life.
Jesus.
Today we overcome it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We overcome any family curse.
Amen.
A curse because of your own doing.
Jesus.
We overcome it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Then they beat his back. 39 lashes. The Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. As we take this Holy Communion, may there be healings.
Amen.
May there be supernatural power.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is power. Power. Wonder working power. In the blood. Give me sanitizer. Oh, the Lamb. There is power. As you are just singing, I could see a spirit, someone that had held somebody's body. But the moment we started singing, the person was let loose. Yes. There is power. I see some 10 people. Some 10 people. Watch me, watch me. When you are ministering, watch the person ministering. You are helping me. You are not the one leading. So watch me. Amen. Yeah, give one clap to the Lord. You have to be always sensitive. When you are ministry, you always have to be watching your people. I was seeing 10 people that your things were with people. Some people are taking over what is yours, but I saw them just release it into your hands. Yes. Things, precious things that they try to usurp it and to take it. But as we started singing, there is power in the blood. Because you see, when the blood was shed, Pharaoh said, no, let the people must go. And so their possession and years of working that the enemy didn't pay them, everything was given to them. Whatever should have come to you over the years that you never experienced, from today, as we take of this Holy Communion, and on this ninth month, which is a month of birthing, may you birth them and may you see them. There is power, wonder working power in the blood. In the blood of the Shema. There is does is restoration. Amen. When people are not well, sometimes they give them blood transfusion, it restores strength in them and repairs things in their lives. There was a lady who didn't have fallopian tube. Something had happened in her mind, but she conceived. As a power of the Holy Ghost, they took her blood, and the power of the Holy Ghost ensured that there was a replacement. Tonight, whatever has gone wrong with you, may there be a replacement.
Amen.
As we take the Holy Communion, a replacement is going to take place. The moment we take the Holy Communion, I'm going to pray over the anointing oil, and I'll begin to pray. If you want me to pray for you, I'll just come and I'll be anointing you. That's the last thing I'm going to do for tonight. Can I have an amen? Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray over this bread and this wine, that from today, it changes from chemistry unto divinity. It changes from just a baker baking it and a winemaker making the wine. That may that be the exertion of the life of God, of the power of God, of the healing grace, of the supernatural. And just as your people took the Holy Communion and they were extricated, expunged from Egypt, anybody in an Egyptian condition, may they be freed. Anybody under witchcraft oppression, I declare freedom.
Amen.
I declare the grace and the glory of God.
Amen.
I declare that you are the way maker, make a way. Hey, that out of today's Holy Communion, may people who have not been placed strategically, may they be placed strategically.
Amen.
May they be connected to the right people.
Amen.
So that they can marry.
Amen.
They can have their children.
Amen.
They can do well in business.
Amen.
And they will do the work of the ministry. That they will flourish. As they take Holy Communion, I pray for mercy.
Amen.
That they will be exempted from evil.
Amen.
That any negative thing that has been operating in their families, from today, they are excluded from that.
Amen.
Anybody who is a target of premature death, today we cancel it by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. Anybody with appointment with death and sickness and poverty and shame, tonight as we take the Holy Communion, you are redeemed from that. You are free from that because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
5 people here, somebody has spoken curses on you. But today I stand here as a prophet of the living God. Lima hato sobia, igrando osapahatia, shabahuke tahadia, ivatonde haya, ikalodo bahaya, itapoya baya, iporoda ya, iporoda ya, iporoya. If you know that somebody has spoken, wish you evil, and has spoken something, and look at you with an eye, put your hand on your head right now. In the name of Jesus, I curse that evil spirit. I curse that voice. I nullify that power.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God. Igaboro Oshata Adoya, Asando Potaya, Apoto Paya, Sapoko Taya, Apoto Paya. Higher. Balak wanted Balaam to curse Israel, but he couldn't curse them because Israel was blessed. Today, anybody, divinest money that has been taken in exchange for your life, may that money burn into ashes. May they not become operational in the name of Jesus. And may the Lord fight for you. May the Lord fight your enemies. We neutralize the curse. Every handwriting, wherever they took your name, when they mention your name, may you not appear, but may the sword of the spirit and confusion rise up into the camp of your enemies in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some of you have already written the date of your death. Yes. Like in the days of Queen Esther, they cast a lot and they say on a particular day, this is what should happen. But when they fasted and they prayed, God nullified it. Those who were supposed to be killed on that day, the enemy wanted to kill them on that day. The enemy was rather killed. Tonight, by prophetic perspectives, yes. Whichever day that they say you should go, we decree that it be turned on their own lives. Whatever they wish you against you, may it turn into their camp. In the name of Jesus, every pit they dug for you to put you inside, may they rather be put inside. In the name of Jesus, the Lord said, I will give you men for your life. May they be replaced with your life. May they be replaced with your life. Every shame may be replaced. And rather may honor come to you. May soundness change to sweetness for you. May you rather receive long life. The time they said you are going to die and you are going to wither, may they see you rather prospering and favored and being honored and receiving progress in the name of Jesus. Zumakuto lokatahaya, Jamaica bahataya, Lemaya. When they cast a spell on that day because of their fast, there was a turnaround. Because of the Life Changers Conference, let things change on your behalf. By the grace and anointing upon the man of God who has ministered here, by the grace and anointing of God upon Bishop E.A.T. Saki, the grace of God upon Reverend Dr. Steve Mensah, the grace of God upon man of God, Archbishop Ajina Sari, the grace of God upon the Apostle General Sam Kwanchi Ankra, grace of God upon Bishop Doug Hayward Mills, grace of God upon Dr. Robert Ampia Kofi. Grace of God upon distinguished fathers of this land. Hey, the grace of God upon Apostle Professor Opokunyina. Grace of God upon great and distinguished servants of God we have been connected with. May that grace be released over your life. May that grace be released over your life. May that grace be released over your life. May you be extricated from evil. May good rather locate you. May good rather locate you. May honor locate you. May long life locate you. May peace locate you. May strength locate you. After today, may new business doors be open to unemployed people here. All the unemployed people here, receive grace. Receive grace. All the people that are employed, receive your promotion. Receive your promotion. Now, apart from that, receive inspired ideas. Inspired ideas. Inspired ideas. Inspired ideas. Inspired ideas. Inspired ideas. Clap for the inspired ideas. Clap for it. Oh, are you clapping for your inspired ideas? Hey, 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 hey. Say from tonight, I receive critical information. Say from tonight, what do you receive again? Number two, strategic connection. Say, I receive strategic connection. At high places.
At high places.
The corridors of power.
The corridors of power.
Say, I will be there.
I will be there.
I shall be saluted.
I shall be saluted.
Because of the anointing.
Because of the anointing.
And I receive.
And I receive.
Inspired ideas.
Inspired ideas.
Hallelujah. Hey! Hey! Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon David, he received another heart. He killed his Goliath. From today, may every Goliath fall.
Amen.
Oh, Yakaba Hashabaya. Your Goliaths are going to fall.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. You are going to receive critical information.
Save it.
Inspired ideas.
We receive it.
You are going to receive divine connections.
We receive it.
Amen.
Amen.
Receive divine connections.
Amen.
Father, I pray that as your people take this bread, they eat it for life. They eat it for long life, for peace, for strength, for promotion. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Come and take it. Take the Holy Communion. You will take it. And whilst you are taking it, I'll be blessing the oil. And then after you come, one, I want to lay hands and pray. I want to just attach everybody. And then you just go in there. Because for the next 3 months, you are triumphing.
Amen.
To the end of the, you are crossing over.
Amen.
Amen. Quickly, I want us to finish now. When you go, just take it, just eat it, just eat it. Mami Yabua, when you finish eating, come to me. Come with your son. Oh, Jesus. Give you oil. Bring me the oil. Is that all the oil? Shabalabahakadalababa. Yamanabashakadabarabarabara. Imana mashakara bala shakara bala bala bala. Yamara bala mashakara bala. Ayamada kara mashakara bala bala bala. Amada mashakara bahana la mashakara bahana la bala bala. Imada bala mashakara bala mashakara la bahana la bala bala. Ayamakara bala bala bahana kara bala bahana kara bala 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 bala. Ayamakara mashakara bahana la mahakara bala. Yamakara bala bala. Yamara bashakara barababa. Ina barabara bala bashakara bahana barabara. Yema kana bara bashakara bahana bala bakara bara bara bara. Bara bala bashakara bala bara bahana kana bala ba. Yamara bashakara bala bahana kana baba. Emana bashakara bala bahana bahana bala bara bara baba. Eyamana bakara bana bala bakara bara bashakara bara. Yakara bala bashakara bahana kana baba. Yekara bashakara bara baba baba. Yabara babara bashakara bala bahara kara baba. To me be woho ye ayama wajuma o gwamba gwamba re mojani mo to me be to me be woho
things that have delayed, God is speeding them up. No more delay, no more delay, no more delay, no more delay. To me, to me, to me, to me, to me, be. Sheba halabas. Imolaba shekada la baba da baba kala baba. Ilabaraba shekada bada bada bakara baba. Yamaraba shekada bala bada bahara kala baba. Yamaraba shekada bala shekada bada 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 bada. Jesus. Jesus. Change to English song. Somebody take the oil for me.
You are the reason why I left my head.
Sing, why I lick my
voice. Why I left my voice.
Why I sing to you.
Why I sing to you.
You are, see, you are the reason. Say,
you are the reason I'm alive today.
I am here to say,
I am here
to say. Special has touched you. Samuel called Saul in 1 Samuel 10 and he poured oil on him. The way he poured oil on him, he said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain or commander? So is the Lord who is actually anointing you through his manservant, and the oil is a point of contact. So the moment the oil touches you, it means the hand of the Lord has touched you. There has been an invasion into your life. And the Bible says in Isaiah 10:27, that by the anointing oil, the yoke shall be destroyed. Now when somebody has oil on his hands and you try to pull it, you can't touch it, there's a spiritual slip grip. So it means that the oil creates a spiritual slip grip for you. Oil also creates smoothness. So we are praying that as the oil touches you, may there be grace for ease and smoothness. No more coarseness and friction. No more friction in your home, in your marriage, in your business. But may there be a free course. May your life be well lubricated. Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Are you here with me? Oh, something is going to happen. In the name of Jesus. Let's stand. We're going to just pray. We're all going to stand to pray. In Jesus' name. Listen, this is our final thing we're going to do. And what we're doing is that you are going to be praying into the month, the whole month of September, what you want to see birthed in your life. You must see new customers. You must see 10 overs when your bank account, your business bank account, you must see 200,000. You must see 500,000. You must see 1.5 million. You must see 5 million. You must see 20 million.
Amen.
20 million. Amen. You must see $5 million. Yes. There were people who didn't have anything. Is that right? But as they believed God and, you know, the power of God came upon them, God gave them supernatural ideas and grace. And their life turned around. And that's what is going to happen to you. In the name of Jesus.
Touch me with your hand. Jesus. Touch me with your hand.
Oh,
Jesus. Touch me with your hands.
Touch
Tonight I pray for fresh oil.
Change my life.
Visit me
with your power.
In 1 Samuel chapter 10, when Samuel anointed Saul,
he became another man.
And you said,
Is it not because
the Lord has anointed thee?
To be captain.
I receive the anointing.
To be a captain.
To be in my business. In every area.
In every area
that I operate in.
That I operate.
Verse 2. In the name of Jesus. Lord.
Lord.
May I walk.
May I
in my place of love,
in my place of love,
in my high places,
in my high places,
and whatever of mine,
and whatever of mine
that was lost,
that was lost
by this anointing tonight,
by this anointing
I ask that it shall be found,
it shall be restored
in the name of Jesus. Verse 3.
In the name of Jesus.
And I'm from today.
And I'm from today.
When the oil touches me, my life is moving forward.
My life is moving forward.
And getting better and better.
In
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I shall be saluted.
And I shall be saluted.
People will bring me gifts.
People will bring me gifts.
I receive.
Uncommon grace
and progress in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I shall begin to prophesy.
I
shall walk in the corridors of power. In the name of Jesus.
I
prophesy your grace and your glory
over
my life.
This month.
Through the rest of the year. In the name of Jesus. Now what you want to see, open your mouth and talk to God. Questions are coming from the back there. Bring them over.
Lift up your voice, somebody, and pray tonight. Asakapa, Ibabosaya, Ibasakaya, Abaileta Baila, Ibusakaya Kapa, Ibasaileta, Abayatayata, Ibusakai, Abaleta Bala,
Asakaya, Jesus,
Osakapa, Ibasakwa.
Yes, as we did last Friday, quickly do it. Where do you go? Open your palm so that I can touch your palm as well. If I haven't touched your palm, in the name of Jesus, God, live high. May the work of your hand be blessed. In the name of Jesus, may the work of your hand be blessed. May the Lord will lift us. May He lift you up. May God be the lifter up of your head. In the name of Jesus, the Lord be the lifter up of your head. Hey, receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Special intelligence, let your insight. Oh, let your hand guide the life in the name of Jesus. Alo shaka, rekato se ke bakabo, resi, ele batote, ama shoke tele bahana kana ba, ele batoka. Oh, whatever has delayed in her life, Lord, may you turn it around. May you speed it up, oh God. Let your presence and your grace and your glory come upon her. In the name of Jesus. The Lord turn your story around. The Lord turn your story around. The Lord visit you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Put the oil on your
in the name of Jesus. When I touch you, put it on your face and your feet.
When I touch you, put the oil on your face. Is that right? And anoint your eyes, that God will open your eyes, that your spiritual eyes will be open, that your ears shall be open. Touch your ears, touch your lips, that you shall declare the oracles of God, and then you touch your feet, that God will order your steps.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So put on your face. Put your hand on your head. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray. Put your hand on your head. And go and put on your feet as well. In the name of Jesus. Close your eyes and pray. Put your hands together that you are receiving a gift. You are receiving spiritual gift. Receive it. May the power of the Holy Ghost fall afresh on you. Hey. Hey, Shaba, Kedala, Shaka, Imababa Shekele, Urobado Shekele, to Jesus. Oh, yes. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. Fresh revelation. Receive. Inspired ideas. Critical information. Divine connections. In the name of Jesus. Inspired ideas. Critical connection. Let your presence rest upon your hand, baby. Let your power touch your life. In the name of Jesus. Let the weeping cease. Bless her, O God. Honor her, O God. Let the delay end. 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 And speed your grace and your glory over her life. The Lord, receive the help of God. Lord, let your angel stand by her side. Let the angel stand by her side. Put your hand into her hand. Let the grace. Oh, Jesus. Robolos. In the name of Jesus. And of Jehovah. In the Shekatebe. Oh, receive power. Oh, Shekat. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, anoint these ears. Let it hear your word. Let the power and the anointing come upon you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Touch your head and your stomach. Touch your stomach. Touch your stomach. In the name of Jesus. Hey. The Lord hear your womb. The Lord hear your womb. The Lord hear your womb. And the time you're married, may you give that with ease. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. God of miracles, God of miracles, the God who accelerates, God of speed, let them be speed, let them be speed, let them be speed, in the name of Jesus. God of shaking, divine connections, divine connection, divine connection, critical information, have come for you, receive, in the name of Jesus. Hey, the Lord will make a way. The way maker. May he make a way. May you run through your teeth. Leap over wall. May the wall of limitation. Every Jericho wall. Fall! 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 May your hand possess your possession. May the glory of the Lord. As this fire touches you, may God release into your hand. What must come to you? Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Touch this one. Touch this one. Let this one be exalted like that of a unicorn. Let there be a turnaround in your life. In the name of Jesus.
the glory of the Lord. The glory. The glory. In the name of Jesus. Receive the power of the living God of my life. In Jesus. Holy Spirit of God. That is right. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Hello, Shabbat. Hey, Shabbat. Hello, Shabbat. Hello, Shabbat.
Your time. the power. Receive the power. The Lord restored. Jesus, I see fire, I see fire, I see fire, I see fire, I see fire.
We see fire. Glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord. Receive, receive, receive fresh
Receive power. Receive power. Receive power.
they are piercing the top of your head with like a kind of a nail. You can feel it right now. Just want to pray. I want to pray for you. You've been feeling for some time. I want to pray for you. You can feel it right now on top of your head. This way, as if they are piercing you with a nail. Come, I want to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. The glory. The glory. The glory of the Lord is coming down. I see 20 people that the enemy tried to hold your leg with some new chain.
Jesus.
Yeah, and tie, even though you are walking around, they give you, it's a long chain. So you go to a certain extent and then you stop. You can't go beyond. Tonight, by prophetic perspective,
Jesus,
we command that chain to be broken.
Jesus.
Amen.
I command that limitation to be destroyed.
Amen.
May you now be free to move from end to end.
Amen.
To possess your possessions.
Amen.
And for you to become what God wants you to become.
Amen.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I decree freedom. Be released. Yes. It's going. It's going. It's going. Out! 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 They have pointed you out to harass you. But now I pray that may the Holy Spirit come to rest upon you,
Jesus Christ,
and deliver you from every evil scheme.
Amen.
Lift it up for me. Ha. Be lifted up from the chains,
Amen,
and the oppressions,
Amen,
and the voices of the enemy.
Amen.
Be free now.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Now,
amen,
now, amen, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
Keep praying. I didn't say you should stop. You have to keep praying.
The glory.
The glory.
The glory.
The glory.
The glory. The glory. The glory. The glory. The glory. The glory. The glory. The glory.
Out!
Glory.
The
glory.
Out! Glory. Out! Out!
The
glory. The glory.
The glory.
The glory. The glory.
The Upon the Bakaya, he's a Sakata, a Leocota, he's a Yota.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
It's anointing, it's anointing. Power, there's the power of the Holy Ghost working here.
Now, Lord, whatever belongs to this couple that the enemy tried to fight and steal and to delay, I ask for a total restoration. I ask for the spirit of speed.
Amen.
Acceleration.
Amen.
Let your grace come upon them.
Amen.
As they stand on this altar,
Jesus,
let this altar speak for them.
Amen.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost minister to them.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When a thief is caught, he shall be made to restore sevenfold.
Amen.
I declare restoration.
Amen.
Restitution.
Amen.
The Lord turn your story around.
Amen.
The happiness that must come into your home. May the Lord release it.
Amen.
The honor.
Amen.
The provision.
Amen.
Receive the provision.
Yes.
Receive the provision.
Amen.
Receive the provision.
Amen.
Receive the provision.
Amen.
Releasing you to a new season.
Amen.
Of grace and glory.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Now fight the battles for you
and give it up.
The Lord is gracious to you. The Lord's kindness come upon you. Ah, the Lord catapult you to heights beyond your imagination. Every limitation in your life and your family be broken from today. Higher heights in Jesus' name. Jesus, fresh oil, fresh oil, receive it. Take the power, the Holy Ghost. The grace that prospers, the grace that favors, take it, receive it, Jesus.
I be your helper.
I am Katasa. Oh, to delay, to frustrate. Tonight we frustrate the frustrator. We oppose the opposer. We harass the harasser. Every covenant set against you, we break it by the power of the Holy Ghost. And as this fire touches you, we declare and lift and raise. May the Lord pluck you out of every marine clay. Set you on the rock to stay. Receive peace. Receive peace. Receive promotion. Ah, receive the joy of the Lord. Inspired ideas, critical thinking. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. That makes a person glorious.
fresh oil, a new heart, a new spirit. Out of your belly flow rivers of living water.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Cappadocia, hear the voice of God. See visions. The glory of God come upon you. Power, 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 power. Receive. Visit him with your mighty power. Mighty power. Receive mighty power. The Lord will change my life. He will change my destiny. The Lord will change your life. He will change your destiny. The Lord will change. Yeah.
With two extras. Two extras. Father, I ask for this miracle. I ask for this miracle. I ask for this blessing to come upon your people in this Life Changers Conference on this third day of September 2023. I pray that let it happen.
Amen.
Expeditiously.
Jesus.
Quickly.
Amen.
In a glorious way.
Amen.
No more impediments.
Amen.
No more delay.
Amen.
No more harassment.
Yes, Lord.
Every spirit that has been sitting on them.
Yes, Lord.
Today we curse their power.
Amen.
To lose their hold.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for supernatural doors.
Amen.
To be open.
Amen.
Receive your baby. In Jesus' name. Receive. Receive. Receive it. Receive your baby. In the name of Jesus. I said, hold your hand like you're holding a baby. In the name of Jesus. Receive your baby. Receive your baby. Receive your baby. Receive your baby. In the name of Jesus. Receive your baby. If you don't mind, come. If you don't mind, come back. I want to touch your tummy as well. Quickly, 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 quickly. Jesus. Receive. Quickly, quickly, Adole, come quickly. Take it. Receive your baby. Take it. Receive. Jesus. Receive your baby. Receive your baby now. Receive your baby. Receive your baby. Receive your baby now. Thank you, Jesus. Receive your baby. Receive your baby now. Let a miracle happen. Let a miracle happen. Receive your baby now. Save my
my